You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from about 20 minutes ago on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. We had the overnight statistics and our 8:49 pre-opening commodity market report. December wheat in Kansas City opened up 12 cents this morning at 9:39. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 9:34, up 7 cents. The March at 9:43, up 7.5. May wheat opened at 8.52 a bushel, up 6. July at 8.676, up 3.5 cents. And September of next year's wheat at 6.75, down 1 on the open. December corn opened this morning at 3.48.5, up 4 cents. The March at 3.64.5, up 3.5. May corn 3.75, up 3.5. July 3.82.5, up 1.75 cents. September for next year opened at 3.89.5, up 2. Dease corn for 2008 at 3.97 on the open, up a penny and a half. December oats at 2.79, down 0.5 cent. In the bean complex, November beans open at 9.55 a bushel, up 4 cents. January, 9.73, up 3.5. March beans, 9.85, up 3.75. The May at 9.86, up 2.5. July opened unchanged at 9.91. October soybean meal opened at 2.65.50, down 60. December at 272.50, up 70. October soybean oil opened at 38.22, up 11. The December contract at 38.90 on the open, up 20. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October feeder cattle opened at 114.65, 100 weight, up 25. November at 114.50, up 20. And January at 113.50, up 52.5. October live cattle opened up 20 on the opening bell at 94.90. December live cattle, 97.25, up 15. February at 98.80, up 25. And April live cattle, 99.05, up 15. October lean hogs open at 58.90, down 22.5. December, 60.70, down 10. February at 66.90 on the open, down 15. April lean hogs, 69.15, up 7.5. And the February pork belly contract opened up 90 at 87 even.
A visit to the dentist, standing in line at the DMV, dinner with the in-laws, pledge drives. These are all things we wish could be shorter. We're not big fans of long pledge drives either. You can make our fall fund drive short by going online now to willpledge.org and contributing to our member match fund. Then tune into our Power Hour at 7 a.m. on Thursday, October 11th, where we will raise a whole day's worth of pledges in 1 hour. Shorter pledge drives. How about that?
Well, the outside markets look fairly much down. Aside from the stock markets, the other commodities are down. Crude oil for November in New York is trading at $79.27 a barrel. That's down $67 from yesterday's settlement. The CRB index is at $327.03, down $120. The U.S. dollar is at $78.46, the dollar index, rather, down $176. The November gold contract, or check that, we don't have the gold specifics, and the silver trades, silver contracts aren't trading at the moment either. On Wall Street, the Dow is up only about 2 points, currently trading at 13,970. The NASDAQ is up by an equally small number. If I get my screen back, I'll tell you that it's up 3.5 cents, or points rather, at 27.33, and the S&P is up 3 at 15.43. Joining us now for a look at the commodity markets in Chicago and the wheat markets as well is Dan Zwicker of ADM and Decatur. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We see higher openings, especially in the wheat market. Maybe not as much as some of the opening calls had it, but it's still an up day.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, as you mentioned, wheat is the commodity that's kind of leading the charge. Basically, world supply tightness and another very strong weekly export sales number. We sold something like nearly 60 million bushels of wheat last week, which is a very, very strong number, and just continues to point out the fact that the underlying supply-demand fundamentals on wheat are still very strong in here.
Not much change in the forecast for that, especially with the weather, the Australian problem and stocks and all that?
Well, right. There is some rain in the forecast down the road, but it's questionable whether or not it's maybe coming too late and too little. So But private estimates continue to ratchet that Australian wheat crop downward. And I think the trade's probably looking ahead toward next Friday's report for USDA to show another downward adjustment. I think USDA's current number is around 21 million tons. So with the prospects that USDA is going to bring that number down, the wheat market will probably find some support, at least going into that report anyway.
Now, the other commodities, the corn and the beans, both opened up higher. They've backed off a little bit. They're still just up a little over yesterday's settlement, but not too much more. Where do you see those going? Harvest pressure is obviously something to consider at this time of year, but it doesn't seem to be holding them down too much.
Well, corn's going to be the one that's going to have the hardest time struggling to try to get a rally going. Corn is finding, I think, some uplifting support from the stronger wheat market, as well as soybeans. Soybeans still in a fairly good hands technically. The early week break did not do much technical damage to the chart. In fact, some people kind of feel that maybe we're in the makings of a 7 or 8 week type cycle low, and that the bean market will be able to continue its strength here next week or so. Corn. The big crop, I mean, you don't have to drive very far to find a corn pile. So realizing that we've got a real big crop and the expectations that USDA is going to raise that number up is probably going to be a little price depressing on corn. But that doesn't mean that the corn market can't rally with wheat and soybeans, because when you look at the price of wheat and you look at the price of soybeans, corn looks cheap. But there's a reason why it's cheap at the moment, is because of a big supply of new crop and a little larger supply left over from last year than what the trade was looking for.
Well, they may not have listened to your advice on beans because they just turned into negative territory.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, it is, harvest time, and it's just going to be real difficult to probably get a big rally going. But the soybeans, I think, are still in decent technical shape as long as we don't give back all of yesterday's gains anyway.
What does a farmer make of all this then?
Well, I think a farmer has to look at the prices. I mean, we do have some fairly strong prices compared to what maybe we were thinking a year ago at this time. So I do think farmers need to take advantage of price strength. I think the bean number, the bean prices look pretty good. Wheat prices look pretty good. I know the corn price don't look as good as maybe what it was early this summer, but we still have a pretty good price. And with the big yields they have, I think they have to kind of look at per acre gross more so than looking there, and don't get too lost in the per bushel price.
Not to worry anybody or make anybody not follow that advice, but is there a chance that we could see corn go back to $4?
Oh, would not rule that out. There's, the South American crop or Southern Hemisphere growing season is just getting started, and if you would get into weather problems in South America, that would definitely juice up the price of corn here in the United States. But at least for right now, the corn market's got a lot of inventory to deal with. But now a lot of traders are watching the value of the dollar and feels that if the dollar would continue its slide, then that would bring underlying inflationary pressures into the market, and then these prices again would look cheap to the speculative crowd. So, but I've been around the markets long enough that you don't rule out anything, especially in this age, that there's always something that could change by tomorrow morning. So,
right.
But when you look at the raw supply demand numbers, corn's going to struggle in here for a while. We could get a surprise in the October crop report. Maybe the corn acreage isn't as large as what everybody's trading, and therefore these higher yields may not be quite as bearish if you have a little smaller harvested acreage. But
thanks, Dan.
Those are just wild guesses, right, at least at this point.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Dan Zwickers with ADM in Decatur. Let's take a quick look at the current activity. Kansas City December wheat now up 9 cents at 936. December in Chicago at 932, up 5. Dease corn on the Chicago Board of Trade is up a half cent now at 345 a bushel. March is up 3/4. The November soybean contract is unchanged at 951. January down a half at 969. The feeder cattle in the Merck for October are down 25 at 114.65. October lean hogs down 67.5 at 58 even. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser, a sunny day today with highs ranging from 81 in far northern Illinois to 88 in the south. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows between 60 and 66. And then for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers developing. And highs Friday ranging between 83 and 89 degrees. It's right now 72 degrees with a few scattered clouds on Friends Plaza on the U of I campus. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.